Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage. What time is
that? It's time for News from the Nest
with Vinny and Haney. Sponsored by Hillside Lawn Service, the experienced lawn care specialists.
105.7 The Fan.
It's always a little more challenging. It was when I left the NFL, went to Georgia, and you're trying to assess the difference in levels, difference in terms of the players that you have. So it's the same coming back, the field spacing, the players that you have, the issues you may have more at this level that you don't at that level.
It's Ravens offense coordinator Todd Monken. Question was, a couple weeks ago at football school, you know, building this offense from the ground up. You have new players. Still haven't seen most of them, and hopefully that'll change on Monday. But I guess the terminologies that they have to use.
Totally different.
And I mean, having the playbook is one thing, Vinny, but actually, you know, living it and playing in it. I mean, what's the shock going to be compared to what Greg Roman brought to the equation for 5 years?
I think it's going to be a lot different, you know. And one of the biggest things, you know, like for Monken too, Bob, like when he's in – the hash marks in college are totally different than the pro, so it's a different game, you know. So, but he's been in the pro game, so you know, devising and having to deal with all those types of things too is part of it. But for Monken with the terminology and stuff, Bob, I always felt like I learned, and I'm guessing most players are probably this way. I don't know how you like just reading it in a book. No, if I can go out there and run the plays or, you know, and go through it and then see it on film and stuff, I'm good. But, you know, if I'm just, like, looking through a book and looking through all these pages of the playbook, I'm not going to get it.
Right. Now, as we look at a preview of OTAs, he's out there Monday. Lamar's there. Everyone but Beckham is there. How does he then accelerate the learning process for everyone in attendance?
Well, I would imagine, Bob, that you got to start over. You know, in your meetings, you got to start back from the get-go, you know, because most of the guys there don't know it. So you're starting over from scratch and implementing from day one. And then, you know, and then you're going out and you're practicing, you know, because they'll have a game plan of, all right, here's the play. Here's the five or whatever plays. The thing, Lamar's got to learn the passing tree. You know, what they call it. And if it's different, you know, is a hitch a hitch and a slant? Well, you know, what's it called? You know, all those things. So there's going to be a lot of learning for Lamar and for most of these guys on offense.
Now, Monken got the job, what, 2 months ago, basically? It probably more than that.
Yeah.
So he's been around for a couple of months or so, and the question last week when he met with the media was, how has the offense been built schematically, personnel-wise, since you got the job?
You're paid to move the football and score, so, and that's a lot easier with talented players. As I always say, cookies taste better with sugar than they do with vinegar, so you surround yourself with sugar.
Well, he's got some sugar.
Yeah, he's definitely got some talent. They've got talent offensively. And the thing is, you know, with that sugar and stuff and with the talent, then the thing that Todd would tell you is, all right, with the talent, what do these guys do? What are the things they do best? Because we've got to take advantage of what they do best. How do we as coaches incorporate what they do best? You know, because that's part of building this offense is, okay, we got Lamar, we got Odell, we got this. All right, these plays would be good here. You know, that's the part about building the offense.
Now, it goes back to another subject we've talked about here on the program, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan with Nolan. Other side of the glass with all the sugar.
Yes.
That's been brought in, and a happy quarterback with his big new contract. No excuses for mediocrity now. New coordinator for this team offensively. If they're like 25th in passing, are we going to be like, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt about it. Is Bob, probably there's two people on the offense, my opinion, that have the most pressure on them this season. Two people. Who would you?
Well, Lamar's one of them.
Yes.
I guess Monken?
Yep. Those are the two. Those are the two. I mean, that's what it's going to boil down to is those two. You know, can Todd create this offense? And like he says, can they move the ball and can they score points? That's what it's going to be about. Your offense is based on can you score points? You know, I mean, if you're getting 400 yards a game and you're getting 30-some points a game, yeah, you got a hell of an offense. Like in 19, their offense was unheard of, you know. And the run game was a joke because it was so good. Now, you know, can Todd create things offensively? Because bottom line is move the ball, score, win games. Win games. That's gonna be the key thing, to win games.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're going to hear more from Tom Monken later in the hour, in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll come back, count some cash. Buy or sell, Style Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com. We'll preview this big series the Orioles have with the Toronto Blue Jays. That starts tonight, 7:07 Rogers Center. No weather issues here. They have a roof. Me and Mike Bordick getting you ready with Baltimore Baseball tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts here at 6. NFL launch coming up at 1 o'clock. Got the American League East report coming up later in the show as well. And one of the Orioles' top prospects, second pick overall, 2020 Major League Baseball draft, Heston Kjerstad, who's raking at Bowie. He'll be joining us 1:30. And then another funhouse trip with Mr. Electricity coming up later.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Later in the show.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Featured Artist Friday, it's Bruno Mars. I just hit the Exacta Race 2 out of Pimlico. $17.
Nice.
$17.
Better than losing two.
It's true. So I'm actually, since I bet four, I just want to, I'm up $3 today, Nolan. How about that? I need to go to the bank at that transfer.
does it ever get where you say, damn, if I'd have bet like 20 instead?
Yeah. I mean, because the problem therein lies, the overwhelming favorite won.
Right.
So if the one horse would have won at 6-1, I would have won a couple of dollars there. But I'm betting cheap. I might start accelerating the, or let's just say elevating the pay as the afternoon rolls on. But we're not here to talk about me trying to win a couple of dollars, because we're going to count some money right now with Buy or Sell.
They're not, the market's not as good as you are, Bob.
Ah, well, that's really not good.
The Dow's down 108. The S&P is down 5. The NASDAQ is down 21. DraftKings is up 8 cents. Under Armour's down 30 cents to 677.
Ouch.
Nolan.
Well, I want to start here with some comments made by Alex Smith, former quarterback in his own right, longtime quarterback. And he was doing a radio interview talking about the development of young quarterbacks, what's good for them, what's bad for them. And he said playing for an offensive-minded head coach is always better than a defensive-minded head coach, saying that the offensive mind's more aggressive, looking to light things up, whereas the defensive coach, a little more conservative, trying to just avoid turnovers. Specifically mentioned the Jets and Robert Saleh by name. His quote here about Robert Saleh: "You're a great defensive mind and coordinator, but you have no idea how to develop a quarterback." Vinny, are you buying or selling Smith's take on coaching backgrounds here?
I'm selling it. You know what? Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, you know, George Seifert when he was in San Francisco. You know, I mean, just to name a few defensive guys. I mean, because to me, defense or offense, it doesn't. You're the head coach. You're responsible for all. You know, then it's how do you put your staff together? And then is your staff John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin?
Yep.
You know, Ben. You know, Big Ben did quite well with. You know, so I totally sell that.
Go over to the NBA here. Things fell apart for the defending champion Warriors, as we saw, missing out here on a trip to the conference finals. But one of the biggest question marks for their offseason, what do you do with Draymond Green? Well, he's got a player option for next season, and we see this all the time. Guys, you obviously want to get that long-term deal done in place of it. He could still pick it up. They could decline it. A deal could be coming either way. Hard not to read into it, but he says he wants to stay. Can't imagine playing elsewhere. Golden State, though, a lot of money tied up, more so than any other team in the league right now. They've handed out quite a few big contracts in recent years. So, Bob, buy or sell, Draymond will be playing for a new team next season.
Well, he can pick up his player option, can he?
Right, but maybe he
I don't think any other team in the league or any other coach behind Steve Kerr will tolerate punching teammates,
yeah,
constant technical fouls, the drama that he brings to the equation. And he's on the downside of his career. Remember, he was playing in that game for Michigan State in 2010 where they beat Maryland at the buzzer with Graves Vasquez, and that was 13 years ago. So he's been around for a while. I think he picks up the player option, and maybe to the dismay of Golden State, because I know Kerr's like, well, we can't win – We're not a championship contender without him. Well, you had him this year, and you guys were terrible on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a lot of young, like, forwardy type dudes. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's go to the Jets here. Had a lot of talented rookies in their own right last season. Two of them brought home end-of-season awards, and maybe had Breece Hall played a full season, he could have stolen that Offensive Rookie of the Year honor from his teammate. But now New York just focused on getting him back from that ACL tear. Joe Douglas says he's on the right track, but we saw it firsthand here in Baltimore with the running back injuries, or that kind of injury in particular. Mm-hmm. It's not so simple. It's not when they do come back, not quite themselves. So Vinny, buy or sell, adding a veteran running back should be the Jets' highest priority right now.
I would say it would be I'm going to buy it. I'll say it's a high priority because I agree with you. You know, what level are you going to get from Breece? You know, and like you said, with the ACL, and we saw it firsthand. So having another quality back will be important.
Yeah, he was my pick for Rookie of the Year and looked like he was at least going to challenge. You don't like the kid from Pitt? Israel A with a lot of consonants in it and vowels.
He was sixth rounder, I think, right?
Let's see. He was, I believe, fifth round pick.
Yeah.
And Michael Carter, I mean, he's all right.
Well, we'll wrap up here with this one. Okay. 76ers. We'll go back to the NBA here. And a friend of ours, a friend of the show, Howard Eskin, over there at WIP, he ripped in to the 76ers after their Game 7 loss to Boston.
Not known to rip people.
Yeah. Well, here's the quote, and you tell me if this sounds like Howard. It says, the 76ers organization is one of the all-time jokes. They are absolutely one of the worst organizations in the history of Philadelphia sports. Mm. Daryl Morey is clueless. He's a total fraud. Goes on to disagree with the firing of Doc Rivers and also reported that James Harden had a lot to do with the coach's departure. Says James Harden, a coach killer. Bob, are you buying or selling what the king is ranting about here?
Well, he's much closer to it than I am.
Yeah.
But one of the worst organizations in the history of Philadelphia sports? I'm selling that. I mean, the Eagles were dormant for many years. The Phillies went forever without winning a World Series. So, and the Flyers, how long they've been downtrodden?
Yeah. Well, the king is on the sidelines for the Eagle games.
Yeah, right. So he's probably going to take a softer touch
yeah.
for them. But Morey, wasn't he the GM in Houston with Harden?
Mm-hmm.
And reports are that Harden's going to bail and go back to Houston and leave Daryl Morey high and dry. I mean, I'll half buy. But one of the worst organizations in the history of Philadelphia, I mean, they go to the playoffs every year. They don't get past the second round. And, you know, if you're building the team around the wants and needs of James Harden, a guy that it's allegedly trying to get out of there, then, yeah, you should be reevaluated and reevaluated in a big way. But that's their problem. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Rich Dubroff going to talk about the Orioles. They had a runners in scoring position problem that's kind of been ongoing. We'll talk about that. The bullpen, a rare occasion, they let down as the Orioles let one slip away. Now it's off to Toronto, renewing the American League East battle with the Blue Jays. And then they go to New York, taking on the Yankees next week. And then the Texas Rangers come to town, who happen to be in first place in the AL West. So we'll talk to Rich about that. American League East report as well. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Going to hear more from Tom Monken. Going to hear from Mike McDonald around 1:15 as we preview OTAs. And then Heston Kerstead, one of the Orioles' top prospects. He joins us at 1:30. He is knocking the bleep out of the ball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
AA.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
Bruno Mars, featured artist Friday. It's chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from him, send your song request to the Plaza Sport text line. 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw's over there waiting for that, and he's going to play it for you. It's Biddy and Hedy, Bob Hedy, Biddy Serrato. Orioles split with the Angels, losing yesterday. 6-5 all to Toronto, taking on the Blue Jays, who just lost 3 out of 4 at home to the Yankees after winning 3 in a row against the Braves. Here to make sense of all of this from BaltimoreBaseball.com, he's on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Let's welcome in Rich Dubroff. Rich, good afternoon. What is happening?
Good afternoon, Bob. Good afternoon, Vinny.
Hey, Rich. All right, Rich. Orioles should have won that game probably on 3 different occasions yesterday. They did not, but to me, one of the main reasons it was not a W and a 3-out-of-4 series win, inability to hit early in the game, especially with runners in scoring position. 0-for-5 first two. They finished 1-for-8. This has kind of been a theme that we have seen. So, in your opinion, Rich Dubroff, do the Orioles have a runners in scoring position problem or inability to convert in those situations?
Well, it's interesting you bring this up, Bob, because our friend and colleague Peter Schmuck just wrote something about this, which is up on our website right now. Went up about noon today, talking about how impatient they are, and what the Orioles hitters need to do is when they have pitchers in trouble, they need to not put pressure on themselves, but realize it's the pitcher who's under pressure and not swing early, and not swing early in the count. And I think that's what we've seen an awful lot of.
Because to that point, as we talk about them for years, when the Orioles were bad, a lot of K's, not a lot of walks. Kind of changed this year. So why has the approach changed in regards to that? Because early in the year, they were really patient and building up pitch counts and, a lot of high on-base percentages for certain guys.
Yeah, and I think in some cases that, they're playing better teams now. And I think that they're very eager to get as many runs early as they can. And I think, to your point, I think the game was lost in those first two, in those first two innings when they had five runners on base and they didn't score. I mean, obviously the bullpen is gonna, gets tired and is gonna have off days, which is what happened yesterday. But if they'd gotten a couple of runs early, then maybe it's a different story.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Two-parter, I guess. You say Kikuchi's pitching for Toronto tonight as we channel our inner Charo, I guess. Coochie, coochie, coo. He is undefeated, but he's left-handed. And Cedric Mullins is hitting almost .300 against lefties. So are we going to see Hyder giving him some more opportunities, maybe even at the top of the lineup in those situations? And speaking of the lineup, and we get this all the time, that Elias actually fills it out, not Brandon Hyde. Elaborate on that too, please.
Well, as to the second part, I don't know because they won't tell us. and your guess is as good as mine, but I'm sure at the least there is input in making out the lineup. Austin Hayes, they've been putting up top against left-handers, and he's been doing pretty well. I'd certainly expect Mullins to play tonight. He didn't play yesterday until the very end. So I would think we'd see him. And I know the Orioles have had some success against Kikuchi last year. In a year that wasn't great against the Blue Jays, they had I do remember them hitting him a couple of times. So I think it'll be a good challenge for him.
Hey, Rich, what was your impressions of Otani? Because I'm sure you saw him in a clubhouse, like his size and stuff, and then the way he plays.
Well, the way he plays, it's funny, Vinny. Monday, when I was walking over the parking lot into the ballpark, there was a Brinks truck right outside the ballpark, and I thought, well, if the Orioles could raid that Brinks truck, then maybe they could get Otani here next year, which is obviously not going to happen. But big picture, he's great for baseball. I mean, having someone who can, who can pitch well and hit brilliantly is just a great thing. And having him, having him in the same lineup as Trout, but they don't seem to have much. They don't seem to have much else of interest on that team. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes. Maybe the Dodgers. But I just think he's just wonderful. He's just wonderful to watch and to see him beat out that hit. It was pretty interesting, and that performance on Monday night was just breathtaking.
Now, Rich, talk to me about Frazier, because I think Frazier's he's not your superstar, but you need those kind of guys to win games, and he's the kind of guy that you can win games with because he's going to play smart. Although yesterday he got thrown out at second, but it took a phenomenal play, by the right fielder to make it get him out.
Yeah, it was. I thought he was going to be in there. I was surprised because his old college teammate Hunter Renfro did make a great throw there. But I think he certainly doesn't hurt them. But that is one position that they might be. They might try and upgrade if they want to bring up Jordan Westberg, if they decide that Jordan Westberg's a second baseman. So I don't know what the long-term future for Frazier is. I'm assuming that, he's here this year and that's it, and that's it. But, I think that he is, as you say, a pretty smart player, and he's helpful. And as Buck Showalter used to say, he's one of those trustworthy ball players. Mm-hmm.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, always trustworthy with us with the Orioles information. Here on this Featured Artist Friday, Blue Jays tonight, start of a three-game set. They just lose 3 out of 4 at home to the Yankees after sweeping the Braves, after they had been swept at Philly. I mean, it's a talented team, maybe inch for inch, pound for pound when they're healthy, the most talented offensive team in the division. What do we make of them right now, Toronto?
Well, I saw him a few times in spring training, and I'll be watching tonight to see, to take a look at him. They were my pick to go to the World Series this year. That's how good I thought they were. But I think it looks like right now, it's for now until proven otherwise, it's the Rays year. But I look at them and I look at the Yankees and the Red Sox, and what a division! We talked about. We've talked all year about how difficult this division is going to be, and it's going to be a surprise if the wild card teams aren't from this division, and the Blue Jays are just have so much, as you say, offensive talent, and I'm intrigued to watch them this weekend and next month when they're here and the rest of the season, because I think that this is going to be. I think this is just going to be a fascinating season with all these talented AL East teams.
Rich, what's going on at BaltimoreBaseball.com?
Well, coverage of the Orioles and As I mentioned before, columns by the wonderful Peter Schmuck, and minor league coverage every Monday and throughout the season. So we have it for you there.
Enjoy your Preakness weekend, Rich Dubroff.
Well, I won't be horsing around, look, Bob. Uh-huh. I don't want to be a naysayer.
I know you're but you are jockeying for position. I got you.
I was jockeying for position. And, you know, you guys are just so silky smooth.
Yeah. You know, there we go. We're like. I don't want to say anything. He's Rich Dubroff. He's BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, as always, guys.
You got it. Speaking of Pimlico, the last race, third race, the 50-cent trifecta, which is a $3 bet, paid $569.10.
You won?
No.
Oh.
The exacta hit for $471, $2. It was a 6-1 horse on top, followed by a 42-1er.
Damn.
That finished second. That's how you win the cake. And good luck trying to project that sort of thing from taking place. We'll come back. American League East report. Heston Kerstad will be joining us top of the hour. One of the Orioles' top prospects. NFL lunch coming up at 1:15. And we're going to hear more from Todd Monken. We're going to hear from Mike McDonald. We're going to preview OTAs here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's all about you, Bruno Mars, here on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East.
Vinny and Haney.
High fly ball, deep center. Marshall back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. See ya. Number 32. A two-run shot. And the Yankees lead 2-0.
Michael Kay on the call. Yes, Network. Aaron Judge, 6 homers in his last 6 games. Hit 4. Against Toronto, as the Yankees take 3 out of 4 from the Blue Jays. North of the border, 4-2 was the final score. There was some more trash talking between the two sides as the rivalry has intensified just a little bit. Aaron Boone said after the game, he's just glad they're leaving Toronto after all of the drama that took place, but it is what it is. All that matters is what happens on the scoreboard, and for the Yankees, hey, we won yesterday. We took 3 out of 4. Talk all you want. We're getting out of here with a series win. Also, in the American League East yesterday, it was the Mets beating the Rays 3-2. Pete Alonso, another bomb, another one of 400-foot variety. I think it was 440 as he hits these missiles when he makes contact. And the Mets actually needed that one because they've been really struggling here in the month of May. So they take 2 out of 3 from Tampa, which benefits the Orioles, who by losing yesterday didn't lose any ground to Tampa, or because Toronto lost, they didn't make any ground up on the Orioles, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Now we look at this weekend series. Milwaukee is at Tampa, and the Brewers aren't exactly a bunch of scrubs, to say the least, as they're right now in first place in the NL Central. So we'll see if the Rays can regroup. By the way, Tampa 19-3 at home, Vinny Serrato. Wow. Also happening, the Mets at the Reds, or the Yankees, rather, at the Reds, rematch of the 1976 World Series won by the Big Red Machine at four games. Cincinnati, you know, they're still trying to, say, rebuild.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a long run. They had a nice run going there with Dusty Baker. Then in the infinite wisdom of management, they got rid of him. And they've been struggle city pretty much for a while. So the Yankees are looking to stay hot there. By the way, Cincinnati, pretty much a hitter-friendly ballpark, so maybe it's bombs away for the pinstripers. Boston is at San Diego, taking on the Padres, who have been one of the more disappointing teams in baseball. Yep. Manny got plunked dealing with a broken bone in his left hand. He said the swelling is down. He hasn't tried to grab a bat yet, but he's going to wait for a couple of days. Right now, the plan is to not put him on the IL. So the Red Sox travel out there. Orioles tonight in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. 7:07 first pitch. We have you covered here. Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Me and Mike Bordick, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. We start at 6. Preparing for this three-game set. Tonight's game, don't forget, is on Apple Plus. Yes. So if you're looking for it on Masson, don't look too hard because it ain't there. It will be there the next 2 days. Kyle Gibson on the hill for the Orioles, 35-year-old right-hander, 4-3 with a 4.67. Yusei Kikuchi. Remember Charo? Kikuchi. Kikuchi. Nolan has no idea who Charo is. But Yusei Kikuchi's 5-0 with a 3.89. He's 31 years old. Orioles right now 28-16, 13-8. On the road, second place in the AL East, 3.5 back of Tampa. Orioles run differential right now, plus 31. 6-4 are the Birds in their last 10. Brandon Hyde is the skipper. Toronto, 25-19, 13-6 at home. They're 3 games back of the Orioles. Third place, they're 6.5 out. 17 is a plus for them, run differential. They're 5-5 in the last 10. It's Tampa 32-13, 19-3 at home, where they are tonight. As we said, Orioles 28-16, Toronto 25-19. The Yankees, for all intents and purposes, are tied with Toronto. They're 26-20. And the Red Sox, winners of 2 in a row, they are 24-20. Other division leaders as we head into weekend baseball. Twinkies 3.5 up on the Guardians and the Tigers in the Central. Texas 2 up on Houston in the West. Atlanta's 4.5 up on the Marlins. Marlins won 4 in a row. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. They're actually one of the surprise teams quietly in baseball at 23-21. Brewers, as we said, they're in first place in the Central. They're a game up on the Pirates. And the Dodgers, they're 2.5 up on the Diamondbacks. San Francisco, the Giants have won 3 in a row. The Padres, as we said, they're 2-8 in their last 10. They're 7.5 back. They have been really, really struggling. You talk about the Orioles' inability to put runs on the board with runners in scoring position. Padres are even worse. Right now, they are last in Major League Baseball in that category. Heston Kerstedt joining us at the top of the hour. Orioles prospect, big prospect at that, doing really well at Bowie right now. He was the second overall pick in the 2020 Major League Baseball draft. NFL lunch coming up at 1:15, and they're going to preview OTAs as we get you ready for next week. Voluntary. But voluntary mandatory, as they say. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be here Monday, but when we come back Tuesday, maybe we're running hot, maybe we're running satisfied. Who knows how we'll feel, but we'll look ahead to what the coaches are looking forward to coming up. We have time for a call. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's happening?
How you guys doing?
Good.
6 away games against the Blue Jays and Yankees. Should we be happy with the split? And I have a Special Olympics softball tournament on Sunday. And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you, Antonio. And good luck to you and everyone participating there. For sure, would we be happy with a split? No. Unless, say, they get swept in Toronto and sweep the Yankees, then you're happy with it. If you start 3-1 and then you finish 3-3, I think it all depends on how it all unfolds. But... Yeah. Orioles have won more series than they've lost. Let's get out of there 4-2. has that sound before the Texas Rangers come to town next weekend. Heston Kerstedt joining us next. We'll talk to him. Then it's NFL lunch. Then it's an OTA's preview. And then Nolan McGraw's Funhouse 145 Inside Access at 2. And then Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Mike Bordick getting you ready for that Blue Jays series here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.